92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite, Rep. Hillary Skolton on the line. Good morning, Rep. How are you doing this morning?
Well, it's a challenging time, Mary Ellen, but I'm happy to be with you talking about these issues, what's at stake, and what we're doing to try to address it, end this shutdown, but also protect affordable health care, protect SNAP benefits for hardworking West Michiganders.
I see that Republican Congresswoman Miller Meeks is introducing a bill to fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program it's the Keep SNAP Funded Act of 2025, aimed at funding the program as the shutdown threatens payments of benefits in some states. What do you know about that?
Well, it's certainly something that we support. However, I don't think that we necessarily need to go with this bill just yet, because we have nearly $6 billion in emergency contingency funds that we could use right now to make sure that folks get their November SNAP payments. That's first and foremost. We can reopen the government and fund SNAP without this bill. If Republicans are willing to do one thing that nearly 78% of Americans support, and that is continuing the premium tax credits for the Affordable Care Act.
I see that Senator Rand Paul is suggesting a compromise to help. He says that there needs to be a bipartisan commission to study health care premiums.
I agree.
Yeah.
I work with the center on a number of different committees and caucuses to try and address the rising debt. These healthcare subsidies are not the long-term solution. I support extending them in the short term because, unfortunately, there's not another option on the table. And without them, health insurance premiums could rise, by as much as 200% in some parts of the country, in some parts of Michigan, making healthcare completely unaffordable and forcing families to go without. That, of course, doesn't mean they won't get sick. They just won't have health insurance. But long term, we do need a commission to study what is causing these premiums to be so expensive. I support a number of different solutions. While I do support extending the tax credits in this moment, if a bipartisan group wants to come together and say, well, we're going to cap what the insurance companies can raise on these premiums, I support that as well. In fact, I've floated it a number of times to my colleagues. Right now, Republicans are trying to make every criticism possible against Democrats, saying they've got these unreasonable demands. But at every turn, we've said we're willing to come to the table and negotiate, but we're not willing to just give up on affordable health care. And the reality is we need Republicans to put votes on the floor, to reconvene us in Washington. That's not finger pointing. That's just, recognizing who is in charge. They literally have the gavels, and they're the only ones who convene.
Do you support opening the government and then negotiating? Because that's what Republicans want to do.
I think the challenging part of that is we have seen time and time again where Republicans have gone back on their word. And what we're really looking for is a guarantee, right? If they're saying they're going to do it after we open the government, why not just do it right now? It feels like a little bit of a bait and switch. We have known that the September 30th deadline was coming. We have brought up to them the expiring premiums, told them over and over again that this was an issue we needed resolved while the one big beautiful bill was working its way through the House in this summer. I introduced multiple amendments to try and address this and get the tax credits extended. They can't say they didn't know about it. And then even after it passed, we brought it to their attention again with standalone legislation. They let the funding lapse in at the end of September, and they didn't address these health insurance premiums. We have no guarantee that once the government is reopened, they're not going to address this.
Yeah, we don't have that guarantee. There are programs that are used, like community service block grants, low income home energy assistant program funds. Are those going to be restored in the 2026 budget?
The president's budget calls for a complete elimination of LIHEAP. That is an essential program that nearly 500,000 Michigan families rely on, and it's only going up as the affordability crisis is crippling, everyday American families. You know, it's making it so that they can't afford to even stay in their homes. Obviously, we saw a tragic case of a family, two children, who died while sleeping in their car in Detroit last year. In a place like Michigan, programs like LIHEAP are literally a matter of life and death. We can't go without these critical programs. At the same time, I believe that we need to look at longer-term solutions to lower these overall costs, including an all-of-the-above energy approach that will make energy more affordable. The Department of Energy, has said that the cost of gas used to generate power jumped more than 40% in the first half of this year compared with 2024. We need to be coming up with longer-term, low-cost energy solutions, and that is an all-of-the-above energy approach.
I know that Ottawa County Community Action Agency uses those funds, all year long. And this is maybe a two-pointer, what can local government leaders and residents do to support these programs, and what can we do to get local government leaders to support SNAP benefits? What can we do right now in this moment?
It's so important that folks make their voice heard. They reach out to their elected officials and let them know that they support these critical programs. We've got three different representatives, representing up and down the lakeshore here in West Michigan. Reach out, no matter whose district you live in, call your representative and let them know what you think about these programs. I never forget for a single day, we work for you and we want to hear from you. Our office is out in the community doing town halls. I just did a press conference yesterday with some local food clubs and food banks, meeting with them and talking about these critical issues. We're raising awareness, and we need other folks to be talking about the impact. If there's anything that our office can do, please reach out. Let us know if you are being impacted by these cuts directly. Please reach out to us and let us know. I think one thing Republicans talk about is, people are just going to have to give more to food banks. There is no way that, philanthropy can make up the difference that will be lost by the SNAP benefits going away. We are about to experience a major hunger crisis here in West Michigan, and it's completely avoidable. Feeding America West Michigan estimates that for every one meal that they provide, SNAP provides nine. They can't go to a ninefold increase in their outreach overnight. So it's just so essential that we do this. And again, it's not only for the families that need it and rely on it to feed their children, elderly parents. This is about supporting our farmers. The SNAP program really supports our family farmers here in West Michigan as well.
One last question. Are you seeing anybody in the GOP starting to maybe step away a little bit from President Trump?
It's very interesting. We have seen a lot of people speaking out about the continuing the tax subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. People are starting to get their premiums. November open enrollment will begin. It's right around the corner. I'm starting to hear from my constituents, who have gotten their notices. And you're starting to see Republican representatives hearing from their constituents as well and saying, hey, wait a second, we got to do something about this. Marjorie Taylor Greene has stood up and said she supports continuing the tax credits. Just recently, we have seen, Republicans all across the aisle saying, wait a second, we need to keep these benefits flowing. Josh Hawley, spoke up yesterday saying that, he would fund supplemental nutrition assistance benefits during the shutdown. And Senate Republicans are now considering whether or not they would consider that. They recognize how important these programs are. Consider this, Mary Ellen, just as recently as last week, Speaker Mike Johnson said he's not going to negotiate on reopening the government because these are all Democrat programs. There's nothing in it for us. You know, is SNAP really a Democrat program? As last time I checked, it feeds Republicans and Democrats alike, regardless of your political affiliation. If you need to feed your kids, you know, we've got a social safety net there for you to make sure that kids in America don't go hungry.
Yeah. I appreciate you checking in, and let's talk next week. All right.
Thanks so much, Mary Ellen. We're always here to answer your questions.